Hello everyone, my name is Neil Isaacs, and this is my first ever podcast, so kudos to me, I guess, and kudos to you for listening this long. I'm still figuring out what my overall plan for this podcast is, but today I'm going to be talking about school. Yes, I'm going there, and no, it's not going to be some long, completely opinionated rant about why school sucks or why everyone is going to be replaced by robots one day, I assure you. However, I would like to discuss the overall importance of school. And isn't it weird how negative the connotation of the word school has nowadays? I mean, it's certainly different for everybody, but don't get me wrong. But for most people these days, for both children and adolescents, it's kind of chiseled into our brains that school just sucks. Which is ironic, because it's said to be what makes people successful. It supposedly grants people opportunities to have a successful life, yet people cringe at the mere mention of the word. And I mean, maybe I'm dramatizing this a little, but I've got a point, don't I? People just don't like school. Is it really that useful? Personally, I think school is a good thing, especially for young kids. You know, getting their general education, being able to read and write, develop social skills, etc. It's a very good thing, and that's a given. And as kids start to get older, it can be a very good outlet. It can grant opportunities that maybe you wouldn't have been able to get outside of school. For example, in my high school, I've been a part of the broadcasting program, and I've been privileged with the opportunity to do a lot of cool projects outside of school. For the past 2 years, I've made a video package on local stories in Noblesville, ranging from covering the High School Musical to an inspiring story of a family of refugees from Venezuela. Through the school, I won multiple awards in a statewide journalism convention, directed and edited a video for the mayor, and it all gets my name around. It's good networking. I mean, school helped me do this, and I'm very grateful. But my situation may not be quite as common for some than for many. And what about when you get older? What about college? Well, that's that's another story. I mean, it can be a great way to get your foot in the door, considering the U.S. has been pretty much over the years transformed from a manufacturing-based economy to an economy based on knowledge, and the importance of a college education today is pretty much equivalent to that of a high school education or GED, say, like 40 years ago. It becomes essentially the only way to better options and more opportunities. I mean, there are a handful of companies who won't even talk to you face-to-face if your resume doesn't have a college degree. And again, like my high school situation, it can be also a very good outlet for potential networking. And that's the truth. But if you're someone looking to start your own business, then what's the point, really? I mean, for most people, starting their own marketing business and being their own boss or looking to pursue a career in the arts, music, film, or entertainment, college may not be completely necessary. Is it a good tool? Yes. Am I an advocate for it? Yeah. Am I going to go to college? Yeah, probably. I mean, unless something better comes along. But it seems like a lot of people who are most successful in this world just do. They don't wait for their piece of paper. I mean, a lot of people like Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, Mark Zuckerberg, Rachel Ray, Bill Gates, Steven Spielberg, just to name a few, either don't go to college or dropped out halfway through just to start a business. Sell your art while you're young, work your way to the top. My plan at this point is to work on networking, creating consistent content that you can find on my YouTube channel. The link is in the description, and see what happens, I guess. I'll be taking you on my journey with me, so feel free to stick around. This is Daniel. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be giving an additional update regarding my podcast and my plan for it soon. Stay natural.